guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well, guys, today is February 14th, 2013. This is episode number 281. Last time on Rad, we looked at Aliens vs. Predator, one that came out back in 2010 from Rebellion Software and published by Sega. Honestly, I had a lot of fun with that. I don't know why that game gets such a bad rap. In today's review, we're going to talk about something, well, this is something I've been looking forward to for a number of years, but as you're going to hear, this is definitely not all smiles and sunshine. We're going to be talking about Aliens, Colonial Marines for the PlayStation 3, done by Gearbox and Sega. And I want to preface this by saying I'm not going to go into the fanboy rage that I pretty much exploded onto Twitter over the last day and a half with this game. I've had some time to sleep on it, but my overall opinion hasn't changed. Although, it's now gone, I'm very much going through the stages of grieving. That should give you a hint where this is going. I've now gone from anger to acceptance. I think the next stage is bargaining or something like that. Like, maybe if I do this, maybe it won't suck so bad. So, let's kind of go into it. So, me and the Aliens franchise, we've had a long history, as I've described in previous times I've reviewed this franchise. It's the first movie I remember seeing with my real mom. And obviously, it's had a very big influence on my life. It's one of those movies I can quote almost line for line. In fact, I do not think a day goes by where I don't reference it in some way. And its influence on video games cannot be overstated. So, a lot of people had a lot of hope riding on this game, myself included. And playing through this game, and I know Angry Joe is going to do this, where the 4 hours joke's going to come in. This was about 6 hours to me, only because of frustration at times and just stupid things wouldn't trigger. So, with that in mind, let's get started with Aliens, Colonial Marines for the PlayStation 3. So the gameplay for this, well, it's your typical first-person shooter. Nothing really too different here, stuff that we haven't seen. You get the weapons of the Aliens, Colonial Marines. If you've read the Aliens technical manual, you get a pretty good idea on what you're going to be using, though. I mean, your typical pistols, your shotguns, the smart gun. Although, unlike previous AVP games, more like not the recent ones, you can't keep the smart gun in your inventory. It's one of those weapons you pick up and you use. And I don't remember if the flamethrower is the same way, although I don't remember using it a whole lot, so that should tell you something. However, you can acquire legendary weapons, and we'll talk about that a little bit more when we get into the extras. So there's 11 missions, and this should take you, give or take, about 4 to 5 hours, depending on the difficulty of this game. And this is the true canonical sequel, according to Fox, to the Aliens movie. And without giving spoilers away for this game, I'm just going to say this. If that's the twist we're going with, there's no other nice way to say that. That's pretty fucking stupid. And I'm really disappointed that this is how the canonical sequel's going down. Because, I mean, the guys that wrote this have some involvement in Battlestar Galactica, if I'm not mistaken. And that's a pretty good series, considering how much it's built on really epic storytelling. And I kind of expect it the same way here. I mean, it starts out, you are part of the USS Sephora, and you're supposed to go check out what happened to the Sulaco as it went missing 17 weeks ago. Like in the movie, Hicks says, oh, they won't come looking for us after we're 17 days overdue. So nice to know that people are still keeping track of time in the future like this. And well, all hell breaks loose. And you have to go down to Hadley's Hope, back down on the planet, and uncover the mystery of LV-426. Now, there are a number of really neat Easter eggs in the game. I will say that. If you're a fan of the movies, there are some pretty big ones. Some of them involving some of your favorite characters, actually. But I don't want to spoil it, so that's where I'll kind of leave it at that. You play a new guy named, I think you're Christopher Winter, I think his name. I think he's a sergeant. And, well, you're leading a small squad of Marines, although most of the time it's you and another guy named O'Neill and a woman named Bella will be the kind of main ones, though. You can only use at any one time quickly. You can use a primary weapon, a secondary weapon, your sidearm, and grenades. Although weapon switching is weird in this game. In my experience, you had to hold triangle, select your weapon, and then flick the stick back so you would release onto the weapon. Frankly, I found it really annoying, and since there was no pause to, you know, switch weapons out from a pause menu, there was more than a few fights where I got my ass kicked just because I ran out of ammo and I wanted something else in place and it would switch to my pistol instead of my, like, secondary weapon. But that's likely just because I was doing something wrong. I didn't have that problem in multiplayer once I figured that out. But it's just, it's nothing we haven't seen before, and enemy AI in this is frankly retarded, and I don't mean that to be offensive. No, enemies run at you. I mean, this is supposed to be the Xenomorph, one of the most deadly species in the universe. It's supposed to have this cunning animalistic intelligence. No, they want all to be bullet sponges for whatever reason. They will ignore your buddies and come at you. And they'll just stupidly throw themselves out of you. And it's just, it's such a change, because if you look at the last Aliens vs. Predator game, those ones used tactics. They would try and divide your attention. I felt bad for the aliens. I mean, I felt like I was picking on the slow kid. You know, the kid that wears, you know, the helmet, so to speak. Because the enemies, there was no rhyme or reason to half the crap they did. Or, I've actually had this happen once during the game. I was fighting through Hadley's Hope, and I'm trying to get to some control room, and I'm firing with me and my other computer controlled AI mate, and I start shooting. An alien runs right up to me, right in my face, and then walks away. I have no words for that. Now, there is a day one patch, which supposedly fixes some of this. I still think the enemy AI is stupid, but that's not to say the human opponents are too much smarter either. In fact, there was a point, you do fight humans in this game. I'm not going to give you the context of it. You can line up with your pulse rifle, literally, and just pick them off one by one. They'll walk in a straight line, and you can just pick them off right at, like, eye level. Oh, there's something to talk about. You can unlock new weapon upgrades throughout this, although I found myself sticking with the pulse rifle most of the time. I mean, you do get an SMG, an assault rifle, a battle rifle. Yes, they are different. In addition to the legendary weapons and, you know, your shotgun. But once again, no rocket launcher here. And if you got the collector's edition or ordered from GameStop, you got the phased plasma pulse rifle. I never found a real use for this gun, unfortunately. And you do get new grenades, including the sonic electronic ball breakers. They're basically electric grenades. Although some of the upgrades you can do to your weapons are pretty cool. Like, you can have your weapon have flame grenades instead. You're going to increase its cyclic rate. You can put new weapon skins on it. Never saw a real point to that. Accessorize the rails, so to speak. So you can have, do you want a reflex sight? Do you want a laser sight? I found myself defaulting to laser most of the time. It still looks cool. You can maybe add shock pads to certain guns so they're more stable when you fire. But I find you will rely on one or two guns more so than anything else. I found myself just using the pulse rifle, which kind of leads me into my next category. We're going to talk about sound now. This game, if it did anything right, it got everything right in the sound category for the most part. I'd say about 90% of my enjoyment from this game came from the sound design. Now, they did bring back certain voice actors for this. I mean, you obviously saw Michael Biehn and Lance Hendrickson from all the trailers and various gameplay videos that are out there. I will say this, Lance Hendrickson, I'm pretty sure he doesn't say more than 30 lines, and he phoned it in. And that's a tragedy, because he did way better on Aliens vs. Predator, where he played Carl Bishop Whalen. He was a Looney Tune in that game, and you really got a real sense of menace in that this guy was unhinged. Here, nothing. And I know Bishop's supposed to be this very passive, emotionless cyborg, but it's just nothing. Just nothing at all. I mean, the rest of the voice cast, they're passable for what you have to do. But the one woman that really annoyed me was the voice actress who played the character Bella. I don't have her name right in front of me, but just every stereotype that could be forced into this was there. And if there's a name that needs to die in the modern age, it is the word Bella, or sorry, the name Bella. And we all know what ruined it. I don't know, maybe the name Ethel needs to make a comeback, and maybe Bella can go away. Go Maud! But still, she's just not very good. Sound design specifically. I hope you like the sound of the pulse rifle, because you're going to hear it a lot. Now, the guy on Kotaku, when he reviewed this, said it really got annoying. And you know what? It really kind of does, and although it didn't bother me as much because I love the sound design of the pulse rifle, literally, I just love the way it sounds. However, though, one thing that I did notice is the smart gun sounds like it should. It does sound like it was sampled directly from the movie. The reason I bring that up is because in Aliens vs. Predator, which we reviewed a couple days ago, it doesn't sound as powerful as it does here. I mean, your weapons really sound... they sound legitimately like they're from the films and that universe. It sounds great. The alien hisses sound great. It's pretty cool when you can actually hear them wandering around the ceiling if you got a really good sound setup. It does sound pretty kick-ass, and that I will say. The musical score does sound very much inspired by James Horner, who did the original one. For some reason, I want to say he was nominated for some kind of an Academy Award that year. But still great, though. If this game did anything right, the sound design is utterly fantastic. There's nothing truly annoying other than you better get used to the pulse rifle, and some of the performances are a little off. Some of the sound-alikes, because in multiplayer, you can have skins that are based upon the original actors. And I don't think that's really Bill Paxton there. But their sound-alike does sound pretty good, so I'm not going to bust his balls too much. Let's move on to graphics for Colonial Marines. There is a lot of texture pop in this, and I mean aggressively so. This is 2013. This is not something I expected. It looks a lot like a very early Xbox game with a really good lighting engine. I know, it doesn't sound right at all. And you notice it when you get up close to objects. Like, you can't read the screens, for example. I know, big deal, and there are a lot of games where you can't, but you get up to things, and it gets all fuzzy, and it doesn't look as good as it should. I mean, now, some of the character models do look really good. I still say the alien looks pretty kick-ass, especially when you see some of the new species of them. One thing that I think they did right graphically-wise is the weapons look great. You can see the pulse rifle countdown as you fire. When you get some of the legendary weapons, you can see some of the customization there. So I'm not going to bust it too bad there, but everything else, it just looks ugly. The animations seem really stiff, dead, devoid of any life or personality. One scene, I think Adam Sessler brought this up in his review, and I tried hard not to notice this. There's one scene where there's a dropship involved, and they're coming to rescue you. Once again, I'm not going to give you the context because I want you guys to experience this. Watch the cockpit. Watch how the character, the pilot inside, reacts. It takes you right out of the moment. Now, also, that being said, there are some nice little touches in the environments when they take the time to make the textures look nice. When you're going through the Sulaco in the first 10-15 minutes of the game, you can see Apone's locker, Hicks's locker, and all that stuff. That's really cool. That's some really nice kind of fan service there. And if you're wandering around stuff like Hadley's Hope, you'll notice a few nice little bits of fan service there. So I guess that kind of transitions me into my last category of multiplayer / extras. I'm going to talk about the extras first, simply because the multiplayer, there's a lot to say there. So I want to get this out of the way. There's a lot of fan service in this game. There's a lot of really cool, there are references to Prometheus, Alien 3, obviously Aliens. But it does a huge retcon. So much so, I would honestly say a fevered rage over this on Twitter today. Because I was like, no, you can't do that. Just no, you don't. You haven't earned the right to do that. And when you guys see what happens, I think you're probably going to agree with me. And that's heartbreaking. Now, if you got the Legendary Edition, the limited edition of this game, you got some new weapons. You got Ripley's Pulse Rifle, which is really cool. You get the Pulse Rifle, and you may think, well, big deal, you already have one. Hers holds 95 rounds. Your Pulse Rifle, once it's upgraded, will hold a max of 60. You get more ammo at the... you get less ammo, but you get better stopping power. I never noticed a real difference. And she has the flamethrower attached to it and still the grenade launcher. The only disadvantage of her gun is that you can't aim down the sights. It also takes up entirely too much of the screen. I kind of hope Gearbox fixes this with a patch. Just make it maybe like 10% smaller. It takes up a lot of what you can actually see on your HUD. One thing I forgot to mention during gameplay is your armor, I feel like it's made out of sticky notes. Because everything takes a huge chunk out of you. And maybe that's to immerse you in the universe. Armor felt useless to me at times. Which kind of sucks. But you also got, like I said, the characters, the skins. But you also got those if you pre-ordered at GameStop as well. Now, the collector's edition for this had a little statue. I didn't expect it to be so small. I guess it's over 6 inches. It's pretty detailed, but I don't know. I was maybe expecting more out of it. I've seen nicer statues come out of collector's editions. I mean, honestly, I think they should have got maybe someone different to do it. I mean, it would have been nice to see someone from, say, Gentle Giant or Kotobukiya maybe get a hold of this. Just not the nicest statue I've seen. It would have been nice if they got the detail of, like I said, a Gentle Giant artist. I just think they do a lot better work. It's a nice thing to look on your desk, though I don't know if it's $100 nice thing to look on your desk. You also get blueprints of the Sephora. They're a lot more detailed than the ones out of the Aliens technical manual, I think. I briefly looked through my tech manual in this today, and I think the ones on the Sephora are just a little bit better. You also get patches for the UMSC, the United States Colonial Marines. That's pretty cool. If you have like a vest or a t-shirt, you want to sew those on too, though you can iron them, I think. And you also get like a mission dossier, which outlines the mission of why you're on LV-426. Kind of cool, actually. It very much mimics that I think it's an inkjet printer or a bubble jet printer from way back in the day, because, you know, Aliens has that kind of used future look. Multiplayer. This was actually a lot of fun. There are a couple of different games. There's your typical deathmatch, humans versus aliens. There's one called Extermination, where you're tasked with destroying eggs in a nest, or you may be trying to defend eggs. Basically, it kind of reminds me of Assault in Halo. Another one called Survival. This was a lot of... Let's talk about Escape. Escape is 4-on-4. Four humans, four aliens. And you're trying to escape from a different map. And basically, the aliens are trying to do everything they can to possibly stop you. As aliens, you will continually respawn. As a human, you can be downed, and that's it. The one that I really liked was Survival. And that's basically an objective-based escape. And it's a lot of fun because it reminds me of Left 4 Dead in a lot of ways. And me and my friend Jamie, the co-host of the prototype, we must have spent a good 3 hours playing this, which was, like I said, a lot of fun, actually. I just don't know if the multiplayer community is going to stay with this because the core game itself is so flawed. But well, that's something you might be able to fix via DLC or patches. But we should have had a better product out of the box. I didn't encounter any real problems, although it is nice that your progress from the campaign does carry over in terms of all the weapons you've unlocked. So odds are all the people you're playing in the next couple days will have all the weapons unlocked, not necessarily all the mods. Playing as the alien, I don't like at all. I can't think with that on the ceiling sort of thing. And you also play it from a third person perspective, which is a little more disorienting than you might think. But you do get to play as three different types of aliens. You can change all your kind of loadouts to what you want to do. There's a lot of customization options in terms of what you want your thing to look like and how you want to attack. So that's definitely something positive to say about the multiplayer. If there's anything Aliens Colonial Marines did right, it was sound design and the multiplayer aspect. So my final thoughts on this game. I would rather have the game... Once again, Adam Sessler said it best. I'd rather have a game that was terrible than be let down. This was just, it was a huge letdown. This was heartbreaking for me. Like, if this is the canonical sequel to one of my favorite movies of all time, then I choose to think this doesn't exist. I think the AVP movies treated the source material with more respect. Just because when you see the ending happen, I want you to think Scooby-Doo. You'll see what I mean when you put it in the context of think of a Scooby-Doo episode and just hack writing. I cannot recommend Aliens Colonial Marines outside of a rental at best. If it drops to $20 in a bargain bin in like 6 months, maybe, and that's only if the multiplayer community is still strong and if they fix a lot of the problems via patches. But this, it's an utter letdown. It's the biggest disappointment of 2013 for me. And I'm sorry, guys. I really feel like I should apologize. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. However, I will be back next week with Metal Gear Rising Revengeance. I got my copy today, so I'll be popping that out as soon as embargo lifts, so I won't be able to say anything more, simply because if I do, they'll break my fingers and kidnap my family. So I'll be back next week, Monday or Tuesday, whenever embargo lifts. I'm going to have to double check that. So until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard, and game over, man.